relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You told us when it could be time to panic. Well, is it time to panic? Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic. Because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America. I'm not. I don't think most of you are either. America's worth it. America is worth fighting for. America's worth not giving up.
Let's clean that cut up a little bit. Let's make sure we don't cut off the end there. And let's play that everyday chat. Let's just find that is such a good cut from Rush. Isn't it what I've been saying for 2 years? We just don't give up. Why? Because we're Americans and because America is worth it. We just don't give up. Despair, resignation, surrender is un-American. If you take that personally, if you take that as an insult, I'm sorry. I don't care. Because it's the truth. Just look at how we were born. Could you imagine if the founding fathers despaired? They should. By all logical... Sorry, this is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. By all logical measure, they should have despaired. They should have never picked up their muskets. Why? What was the British Empire in 1775? What was it? The greatest empire the world had ever seen. So in 1776, they should have said, well, that's just crazy. We'll just give up, surrender. We can't do this. But they didn't. Russia's right. And that in large part is why he was who he was and why he is a legend and shall remain a legend. Okay, got to read this text. Let's go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Put your name at the end of your text. Got a new phone here. I need to know who you are. Let's see. Reagan clips? Thatcher clips? Airwolf? Could today's show be any more awesomely 80s? I don't know, Shad. We can try, right? Could it be a little bit more 80s?
We'll give it a shot in the next segment.
We'll give it a shot. Thank you. Yes, indeed. That's one of the reasons we're here. Okay, I promised it that before we go to Katrina Pearson, Warrior Princess, who might have some interesting news for us from Texas. Let's go back to your calls. Our good friend in Pennsylvania, Lori, line two. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, Dr. G. Thanks for taking my call, which is on a somewhat random topic.
We can do random. That's fine.
Prompted by Lord Black's comment toward the end of his segment, I think,
yes,
on the topic of that presidents deserve to have their nominees confirmed by the Senate.
Right. So this is going back to 2016 when Mitch McConnell said, we're not going to even have a debate. We're not going to have a hearing on the individual that Obama wants to shoehorn in at the last minute to take the seat on the Supreme Court of the late great legal giant Antonin Scalia. What's your take on, what Lord Black said?
Well, let me just say that my call is prompted by a confluence of events, one of which was Lord Black's comment. The other was a Salem trailer that appeared either right before or right after he made that comment from one of your national hosts expressing the exact same view. This time, though, the view is being expressed with respect to the OMB director nominee.
Oh, yes. We discussed this yesterday. Yes, yes, yes. Carry on.
So, but here's what is the basis exactly?
What's the name of your dog? Who's barking at you? Let's get things. Who's on the line?
That was General Patton.
Are you serious?
I am.
Is it a bulldog terrier? What is it?
Hell.
Fabulous.
German Shepherd dog.
Greetings, General Patton. Sorry, carry on, Laurie.
So what is the basis for this supposition? Because here's what I would say. The founders provided that the Senate would advise and consent on these nominees.
Yes.
If this to be appointed by the president, they could have provided that.
Correct.
But they didn't. And I would like to further point out that they made this advise and consent provision in the original Constitution, not the bastard that we live with today that has the 17th Amendment.
Yeah. No.
Where the Senate no longer functions as it was intended by the founders.
I have to agree with you. I'm not sure. I should have teased him out whether Lord Black... I think what Lord Black was saying, that he should have had the hearings. I don't think he implied any automaticity of the approval. But your broader point is absolutely sound. We have 4,000, it's insane, political appointees in a new American administration. Why, if the founding fathers would have wanted everyone coming in to be automatic, then why would have they included the advice and consent for cabinet members?
Father.
There's a reason. There's a reason. But here's the broader problem, Laurie, and I think it was probably our most popular segment from yesterday, if I believe, on our video posting. We don't fight. We don't practice this power that we have. The GOP rolls over. When you have 93 yes vote for the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who, A, constitutionally shouldn't be Secretary of Defense because he hasn't been out of uniform long enough, and B, during his hearing said, we have enemies. Enemies is the word he used in the armed forces, and the GOP just lies on its back waiting for its tummy to be rubbed. Then the whole thing's a farce, isn't it, Laurie?
Yes, but the establishment GOP, and I won't name him, as he is one of your colleagues, he wishes this rolling over to occur.
Yeah.
He demands it as some sort of condition of civility.
Correct.
I don't think that because contending the nominee is uncivil.
No, and likewise, my colleague, and I had a long text thread with him yesterday because I just wanted to challenge him. And I said, this idea that we should be nice with the nearer tandem a cabinet nomination by Joe Biden so that our side's nominees are treated fairly in the future. I'm sorry, what planet? What planet are you living on? Look at politics in the last 10 years, 20 years, and tell me that just give me one concession that conservatives have made that has been rewarded by the left. Can you think of one, Laurie?
Every time we make a concession, we get eviscerated. We get a knife in our gut.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying we need to deliver back to them, but there is absolutely no freaking reason to just hand over these nominees as though it's a given.
Yeah.
I really want to know, why is it in the Constitution if the founders didn't anticipate some sort of actual consent?
Yeah, why is it in the Constitution if there wasn't a scenario that they were prepared to live with whereby the opposition, the senators, say, no, sorry, not confirming this guy. We're not in approval of this individual as your nominee, and our advice and consent in this case is withdrawn. God bless you, Laurie. Always, always bringing the A game. Now go off and have fun with General Patton. Let's go to John in Columbus, Ohio, line one.
Oh, Seb, it's tough following that call with mine.
She brings her A game always. But John, well, we have faith, John. We have faith. Go ahead.
All right, I've got a joke that I heard attributed to Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
How do you tell the difference between a conservative and a liberal?
tell me, John, how do you tell the difference?
Well, a conservative gets mad when you lie to him. A liberal gets mad when you tell him the truth.
Oh, I remember that. Yes, that is the great one. That is El Rush. But were you a big fan? Were you listening to him for many years, John?
almost 30.
Oh my gosh!
He will be sorely missed. I started listening to him in the very early 90s.
Because he was on air, what was it, 32 and a half years? I mean, it is something stunning. Like stunning. Let's remember Rush for a moment. Let's John, what was special for you about Limbaugh?
Well, I had a friend turn me on to him, and my friend and I used to have conversations about how crazy things seemed, and this was back in the late 80s, early 90s. This is just crazy. And then my friend found him on the radio when he was traveling one time. He just caught him on the radio, and he said, "Hey, you got to listen to this guy. He sounds like us." So sure enough, I listened to him, and you know what? Rush was right. He was always right.
That.
So I listened to him as often as I could, and the last 15 years I sit at my desk every day in front of the computer, so I had Rush on 3 hours every day.
You know, I think there's so many reasons why Rush Limbaugh was and is great, but I think you touched upon perhaps one of the most important. Did you hear what John from Columbus just said? He's just like us. He's not aloof. He's not arrogant. He doesn't speak from some vaunted position, some ivory tower. He's like us. He loves America. And that's why we loved and love Rush Limbaugh. God bless you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First.
We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise, and freedom is special and rare.
Can you get enough of Ronald Reagan? I can't. Which radio show has Ronald Reagan to level 42? There's only one. And it's this one. And which radio show does that? Because a listener texted in that we need more level 42. Hey, Ray, that was for you. I mean, Shad, is there a show?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. But the thing
so
is,
diplomatic.
You don't even need to think, though. Because
it just happens.
It's one of a kind.
It
you know,
just,
you don't even just, need to go below the surface all right. at all.
I guess I should get serious. Okay. What happens yesterday? Supreme Court says, electoral fraud, electoral schmord. No, we're not going to listen to that case. And Donald Trump's nominees punt. Punt! It's only Clarence Thomas, Alito, and the true conservatives who dissent. But on the other Supreme Court decision regarding the privacy of President Trump's taxes, as they, oh, yes, of course, you can investigate him and disclose them. To which Donald Trump responded. Former President Donald Trump, this is from the New York Post, lashed out at the Supreme Court on Monday after it declined to stop the release of his tax returns to Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., whose daddy worked in the Carter administration, of course, saying the decision allows, quote, the greatest political witch hunt in the country's history to continue. Quite right. This is what he said. Whether it was the never-ending $32 million Mueller hoax, which already investigated everything that could possibly be investigated, Russia, 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 where there was a finding of no collusion, or two ridiculous, crazy Nancy-inspired impeachment attempts where I was found not guilty, it just never ends! Exclamation mark. That was a emailed statement issued by the president, and he's right. It just never ends. He's a private citizen. He has committed no crime. And his tax records should be treated like everybody's tax records. Did you know the second you fill out your tax statement, It is a classified document. Yes. Why? To guarantee your privacy. Those are your personal documents with your personal information. But if it's Donald Trump, I guess the fake constitutionalists on the Supreme Court don't agree because he's Donald Trump. We have an update. Tiger Woods in the car crash in California, Rancho Palos Verdes. Apparently, he was cognizant. He was conscious and speaking when the rescue crews arrived to cut him out of that vehicle. We don't know if he's out of surgery yet, but he has injuries to his legs, and that's why they took him to surgery as soon as he arrived at the hospital. If we have anything more, we will share it with you. Okay. Mr. G, we haven't got to all of the cuts you prepared for me so assiduously, and it always makes me feel guilty. Is there something we have to play before Katrina Pearson joins us?
Did we play the Dr. Fauci, the double talk one?
No, we didn't. We did the one where he said that America has handled this the worst than any other country while he was in charge, but we need to play the other one. Is that your choice?
I like that one.
Okay.
Or... Remember for the last year, it was no big deal to have bars and restaurants closed down?
Yeah.
Well, Chuck Schumer must have just figured out that was happening. This is a pretty good one. This is a press conference from today.
That's a short one. Okay, let's start with Chucky Schumer. Let's start with, what did Rush call him? Did he call him Chucky? I think he called him Chucky Schumer.
I'm Chuck U. Schumer.
Oh, he did. That's right. Chuck U. Schumer. Let's go to video cut 11 from today. Chuck U. Schumer, who I guess he's been in a cave for a while. Play cut.
We're here to talk about restaurants. Restaurants are a lifeblood of New York City. They employ so many people. They're one of the reasons people come to New York and stay in New York, because they come together and congregate. It's not just the food, great as it is, it's an experience. And they are one of the backbones of our economy.
I wonder if he's been in New York in the last 10 months. Was that today?
Yes.
That is remarkable. Yes, the lifeblood of a New York that is a ghost town. I guess he's really in touch with his constituents. Okay, and the second choice, or the first choice, let's play the other Fauci cut. Play cut.
Right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-by-day basis.
But as soon as it became clear that there was community spread, then it became clear that we were in real trouble.
When was that? Around when was that?
Well, that was probably towards the middle to end of January.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Putting a mask on yourself is more to prevent you from infecting someone else. And if everybody does that, we're each protecting each other.
If one mask is good, two masks are better.
I'm so glad he picked the thing I chose. I chose that. This morning I said, let's get that cut. That was Fox and Friends. Great, great montage. We don't have to do anything different to disaster. Masks makes no difference. Masks are good. Two masks are better than one. How is this guy still in government? Incredible. Let's go to your calls. Britta in Colorado, line 4. Britta, are you sad?
I'm very sad.
Why?
You're not going to be at CPAC.
I'm not.
Oh, you were there last year, the year before. You make CPAC what it is.
I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure of that, but it's easy for me to be there. And I think I've been there every CPAC for the last 6 or 5 CPACs because it happens just outside the swamp. But this year, it's in the free state of Florida, and you've decided to go, and I haven't. But I'm so glad you did.
I remember last year you even came on crutches.
Oh my God. Thanks for reminding me. Yes, I gave my speech on crutches, and as I got to the podium, they had somebody whisk away my crutches, which felt a little weird because I needed them back, and they brought them back after I finished my speech. The speech, was that the speech where I talked about cheeseburgers? No, that was the year before. Oh my gosh, time flies. Britta, like our earlier caller, will you do me a favor?
Will you
call us?
Absolutely.
Especially after you hear an amazing speech. Will you call us?
Promise.
I will call you and
God
let you
bless.
Know how it went.
Make a note, Jeff. Make a note of her number. When you see Britta's number, come up on the call board. We want to talk to her because she will be one of our two female warrior correspondents on the ground at the biggest conservative convocation of the year this year in Florida. And we need to hear what's happening at MatchLab's American Conservative Union annual CPAC meeting. I love it. Tsunami. An army of good guys speaking the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from ReFactor.com studios. Don't forget, you can catch everything you need, all the monologues, all the interviews, at SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very, very kind. Somebody else who the president knows very well is Katrina Pearson, a true fighter for the MAGA agenda for America First. I love going to events like the MAGA marches and being asked to speak. And then who opens the show? Who is the one that gets the crowd so excited to be American? It's this lady, Katrina Pearson. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be with you, Dr. Gorka. This is such an interesting time in our history, and I'm glad to be in the fight with you.
Well, you are a true fighter, and let me run past you the theme of today's show. It's an idea or a phrase that was conjured up by a friend of mine, Jim Hansen, former Green Beret, and we're witnessing the proof of this concept every single day. Today, yesterday, with Merrick Garland, with the testimony, the hearing of Secretary of Defense Austin, with the first terror bulletin from DHS after inauguration, and the concept is the following. The criminalization of being a conservative. Are you seeing the same attempt to make 74 million people the enemy in America, Katrina?
Oh, you know, it's far worse than that. This is the criminalization of Americans, period. Anyone who values their freedom of speech, their freedom of press, freedom of assembly, is now an enemy of the state. And we see that in Washington, D.C., you know, this place where now they have walls and security. But, you know, such people like me in Texas, we shouldn't have that type of protection, right? So it's just being an American. For some reason, we have elected officials in office who deem the 74 million Trump supporters in this category of being, you know, patriotic, which apparently to them is a threat to the country, which, you know, used to be a republic. But, you know, if we do our jobs as American citizens and continue to exercise our rights, we are going to write this.
Right. So the question is, what do we do in response? Our buddy Matt Boyle at Breitbart dropped a very interesting little hint of what you might be doing in Texas with the seat that was sadly vacated by Ron Wright. Can you confirm for us, will you be running for public office, Katrina Pearson?
Well, what I'll tell you today is that I am seriously considering this.
Yes.
You know, the events that are leaning up to what we know is going to be tragic to every American citizen in our country. It's our duty to step up and lead and to carry this fight forward. And yes, I use the word fight because that's the word we've always used when it comes to protecting our civil liberties, and whether that be at the ballot box or taking on that challenge of leadership altogether. So look, I am going to seriously consider this. I'll be making my decision very soon. You know, Representative Wright was a good man. He stood strong with President Trump. And I want to be able to hold up that legacy. And if God moves me to make this decision, I will absolutely do it, because I have to tell you, when they were reading my speech on the Senate floor, when they showed my video, I thought to myself, it is time that perhaps I give those speeches to them in person, because it is unacceptable how they've demonized Americans for simply being Americans, for asking questions, for wanting fairness, yeah, for wanting to be treated with respect and dignity like everyone else. And I, for one, refuse to allow them to demonize every Trump supporter out there, because every Trump supporter out there deserves the same dignity, respect, and due process as Americans do.
I got a deal for you. I got a proposal, Katrina Pearson. Follow this lady right now, at Katrina Pearson. If you should agree to break the news to our 3 million listeners and our multitudinous video audiences across the nation and the world, on America First, I will be the first donor to your campaign, because I want to see that warrior lady on the floor of Congress, not just at these amazing MAGA rallies. Do you think we have a deal?
How about when I make that decision, you'll be my first call?
That's it. That's what I mean. Yes. And then I will be the first donor. You heard it here, guys. We have 3 million
you got it.
Witnesses.
That's a
deal. Love it. Love That's it. Love it. And I might run for something as well. And you should run as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. What exciting, exciting news. We have your back, and we want to see you there. We'll be back with Katrina Pearson in a moment. Our number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. But if you call in, please don't do it from a phone that's connected to the big cell phone companies, because they are part of cancel culture too. If you're with one of the big companies, guess what happens at the end of the month when you pay your bill? They donate a part of it to things you hate, you detest, like Planned Parenthood, like gun control organizations, or even Democrat candidates. Join the good guys, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the United States, PatriotMobile.com. And if you use my name, you'll get the biggest discounts, especially if you're a first responder or a veteran who pays even less. They can do it all for you. Keep your old number. They'll transfer it. Their team is U.S.-based, rated number one in customer service in America. They are superb. They have a nationwide 4G LTE network. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or go to PatriotMobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. That's PatriotMobile.com/Gorka. And guess what happens if you switch to Patriot at the end of the month? They make a donation to, organizations that promote the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the sanctity of life. Join the good guys today. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Biden, bless his heart. Half the time he doesn't know what state he's in. The other half he doesn't even know which office he's running for. How can we expect him to lead the greatest nation on earth if he can't remember where he is or what he's even doing?
Oh, a very good question from the campaign trail. Katrina Pearson, former senior advisor to the Trump campaign. Follow her right now, at Katrina Pearson. It says CEO, inventor, / Politico. That better not be the magazine. I know it's not. Follow her right now, at Katrina Pearson. Also, don't forget, the cancel culture fascists are out there. Please, support now. If you love this show, if you like people who stand up for MAGA, please support Mike Lindell. 24 companies are boycotting him because he's an American patriot who speaks the truth. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name. Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. Send a message to the people who want to cancel this great patriot. Call 800-829-8468. Even if you've got one of his amazing pillows, buy another one. Send a message. MyPillow.com, but you've got to use promo code G-O-R-K-A. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Katrina, it was great to see you so often. We shared the same stage during the campaign. Now we have to look forward to the next election. We're going to wait for your decision about whether you're running in Texas. The president is going to make his first public speech since the inauguration this Saturday at CPAC. You are a real insider and a fighter for that agenda, America First. Will you please share with our millions of listeners and viewers your unvarnished, candid analysis of what we used to call the correlation of forces during the Cold War? But in this case, with regards to politics on the right, we have two visions. We have the vision of 2016. No more swamp, supporting the forgotten men and women. And then we have the institutional GOP, the Mitt Romneys, the Mitch McConnells, who just want to get back to business as usual with the Democrats scratching each other's backs. Who's winning and what is the role of the 45th president going to be looking forward?
You know, I think that's a great question, and I don't think it's being discussed enough. But, you know, what I will tell you is this insurgent campaign from 2016 who really lifted up one of the greatest voices of our time for freedom and the way things should be in our country, I believe is now in a stronger position. He is now going to be able to continue to campaign all over the country for other candidates. You know, it's almost like the gremlin, right? You have Nancy Pelosi and these guys who think they got rid of a gremlin, you know, that this bad person they didn't like. But all they did is pour water on him. And that's what you're seeing happening today. You are seeing more and more of these little gremlins popping up all over the country, running for office, and who are going to win.
Because we're going to feed them after midnight, right? We're going to feed them after midnight.
That's exactly right. That is what's happening.
Okay.
And the American people want what Donald Trump stood for. They want to put America first.
Do you want to see Donald Trump run in 2024?
I think if he wants to, absolutely. Look, he is the best spokesperson for America First. He has the ability to make the point. The press, you know, that's the thing. Who's going to step up and be able to take that mantle moving forward and to be able to speak over the press and through the press? I mean, this is why they have gone through great lengths to silence him, because he is the only one that had the ability to penetrate the press to get that message out there. So I'm just excited to see what our president is going to do next, simply because we are in a transition. This is a changing paradigm. We see just how bad things are going to become under a Biden-Harris administration. It's happening a lot faster than I think most people anticipated. So there's going to be a lot of hunger out there for other candidates to do the same. And people are now focusing on their states. With what we've seen throughout the last, you know, 4 to 6 months, people realize they have a duty in their own states to make sure that their representation is truly representing them and not a special interest, because it's going to be the states that are going to fight back against the federal government encroachment.
Yeah, absolutely crucial point that we can't solve America's problems here in the swamp in Washington, D.C., especially election fraud. It's got to be the state houses. It's got to be local. You are going to make a decision imminently on whether or not you run. What is your message to our listeners and viewers when it comes to these swamp creatures, these Mitch McConnells, these Romneys, these Ben Sasses? Is it recall? Is it primaries? What can the average American who's just fed up with the Republican swamp do to make a change?
You know, look, it's all of the above. If you don't have recall statutes in your state, put them on the ballot. If you do have recall statutes in your states, learn them and put them to work. people didn't realize at the time, Nevada, Wisconsin, Georgia, they all have recall statutes. That this could have been solved back in November, December even, but people just weren't aware. So my advice to everyone is to be aware of what your civic duties are personally and find out what your state statutes say and move forward to make sure that we can secure elections in the future.
And your message to those, because I still see it on my social media feeds and the comment threads, those who said, this is it. We're never going to win another election. They're never going to let us. I'm giving up on America. What's your message, Katrina?
Well, if you give up, then what were you ever fighting for? I mean, that's the purpose. You know, we fight to maintain, and even our founders said we have to be vigilant. This is one of those things, like, freedom is not free, and we have to continue to fight for it. We will continue to fight for it, and those who give up will come back. I just think they're a little down and out right now, maybe down, but just not out. But we have to move forward, and that's the end of it, because as we see where our country is headed, it is our responsibility to make sure that we pull it back to where it needs to be, because the pendulum always swings back, and we have to be ready for it.
Amazing. That's why we love her. She always has an answer, and it's always the right answer. If you're giving up now, what were you fighting for in the first place? Right. And the pendulum never stops on one side and freezes. That's not what pendulums do. They always swing back, and we have to make sure that we're part of that swing. Follow this lady right now at Katrina Pearson. We will be waiting with bated breath on tenterhooks for your decision. God bless. We will be praying for you and Texas. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I took Relief Factor more than 2 years ago for a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. And it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans, like Yvonne in California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you? Of course you do. Go today to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potentially liberated from your pain. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 2-3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Some people just have a way with words. And I don't mean flowery language. I don't mean they have a thesaurus in their cranium. You ask them a question, and they just hit it out of the park without having to think, because it's in their gut, it's in their soul. And that's what you just heard from Katrina Pearson. To all of you, and I know it's coming from a place of love for America. When you comment, you send me text, a post I put on social media, and you add your, well, no, forget about it, it's over, we're never going to win again. To those people, did you hear what Katrina said? Well, what were you fighting for in the first place? You've given up already? What did you do? Were you there fighting politically? Did you run for office? Or did you give up because you went to the polling station, put your ticket in a box, didn't get the result you wanted, or you think they stole it, and that's it? You're going to give up? Come on. It's not who we are. It's not what America is. It's not what being an American constitutes. If that's the level of commitment we have, then shame on us. Then we don't deserve to live in the freest nation on God's earth. But if we really love America, if we are prepared to actually do something about it, whether it's recall the representative, whether it's make sure there is a recall statute in your state, run for public office, or just locally make a difference, make sure they're a good guy. Gets into that school board. Make sure that the next election, you make a difference. That's how we should be measured. And more important than how others measure us and how our contribution compares to the bigger requirements of our republic, it's how we should measure ourselves. I had a request to you during the election, and I'm going to repeat it now. Back then it was asking yourself in the morning, what are you going to do to make sure Donald Trump wins? And at night, asking yourself, did you do it? Well, now, it's are you doing enough for America? That's the question you ask yourself in the morning. And then at night, did I accomplish what I set out to achieve? Before you pray to our Lord and Creator, ask yourself that question. Make a difference, because only you can. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.